For a business to be around for more than 50 years, you know they must be doing something right. At D&H Drugstores, something right has always been service, convenience, trust, qualities that build lasting relationships. D&H has been a part of this community for so long because D&H cares about so much more than just filling prescriptions. It's about our family taking care of your family since 1956. D&H Drugstore, your family drugstore, on Broadway at West Boulevard and on Paris Road in the Haithman Village Shopping Center, Columbia.
Welcome to Radio Friends on this Monday, September the 16th. I'm glad you could join us today. We've got two guests, but we'll start first of all with Diana Moxon, Columbia Art League. She just got off the plane from England. Thank you for coming right down here today.
I was. Just jump off the plane, get in the limo, come straight down to the studio.
Oh, the limo that we sent for you. Right. Yeah. Columbia Art League, what have you got going on?
We have a fundraising event coming up, which we do every year. It's on September the 25th, which is a Wednesday in the afternoon.
That's 2 weeks.
Next week, actually. Next Wednesday, yeah. And it is at the University Club. It's called the Betty Brown Afternoon Tea. Betty Brown was a member of the Art League for many years, and she started the afternoon tea many years ago. So now we do an afternoon tea every year. You can wear your fancy hat. We have a wonderful milliner coming in from St. Louis. You can see her hat. She was at Art in the Park this year. She won the Best in Fiber. We have hats from Stevens College from their vintage wearables collection. And during all of that, you have this amazing afternoon tea that the University Club puts on.
So it's with scones.
With scones.
Scones.
As
scones.
I say.
Okay.
From the north.
And this is a fundraiser.
It's a fundraiser for the Art League. Tickets cost $30. And it's just a lovely afternoon out. And over the years, more and more ladies have started wearing hats. So it's become a chance. You know, we all have hats in our wardrobe and we never get them out. So it's a chance to put on your fancy hat. And
I remember years ago, my mother would never go anywhere without a hat. And you remember Jackie Kennedy, she always had those pillbox hats, right?
Right.
And then earlier, before that, it was the great big, almost sunbonnet hat. So the ladies that come down next week have all different types of hats.
They do, and you don't have to wear a hat.
We have several
gentlemen that come too, and so you know they may wear a hat if they choose. So it's not compulsory, but it's an option, and it's kind of fun to get out and wear a hat and have a lovely afternoon tea in the beautiful setting of the great room of the University Club, out over the quadrangle.
Yeah. So if people want tickets, or do they need to make reservations
ahead
of time?
They do need to let me know, because we obviously book it for the number of people who are coming, so they should reply to me. They can either ring me up at the Art League on 443-8838. They can go to our website, columbiaartleague.org, and book a ticket straight away online. Mm-hmm. Or call in. Call into the Art League and
well, that's ringing
pick
up a
ticket.
You up, right?
Well, they can actually physically walk into the Art League.
Oh, you can walk into the Art League. Or you can ring her up.
Yeah, so then you could take in the show while you're there, you see.
And you will be there?
I will be there.
Okay.
In a hat.
Good.
And a fancy frock.
So again, the date and the time is?
It's Wednesday, September the 25th. From 3 to 5 in the afternoon.
Okay, and everybody is invited to attend.
Everyone's invited.
Thank you. Diana Moxon,
you included.
Always a pleasure. And the next time you talk to the queen, please give her my best regards.
I will.
And how's the new baby?
New baby's doing fine.
Good.
Thank you.
Good.
Yes, they got your card. And their little booties.
Thank you, Diana Moxon. Now we turn to Major Richard Tremel, Salvation Army.
Good to have you here.
Thank you. Major. And you're here to talk about a special event that you have coming up. What is it, the 1st of October?
Right, and it's the 32nd annual. And now that there's more of September behind us than in front of us, it's time to look at October. And on October the 12th, we have our 32nd annual toy shop or toy run, which is conducted by the Gold Wings Road Riders Association.
So what happens with the toy run?
Well, we have this toy run at a Walmart parking lot on Grindstone, and we're looking for 150 bikers. They've been doing this for a long time. And so the only admission is either to bring a new toy that is unwrapped or a food item. And we collect it all, and we start at about noon. And then at 2 o'clock, everybody gets on their motorcycle, and we make a big parade through town and end up at the Salvation Army building on Ash.
That's nice.
We have a big chili supper, and we celebrate and have a great time. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Now, the toys that you're collecting, That's for Christmas, right?
Right, absolutely.
And when you say bring a food item, are you wanting non-perishable food items?
Non-perishable. Non-perishable, we will have food baskets at Christmas, but we purchase or we use perishable items at the, you know, we get those at the last minute. So this is non-perishable
okay.
Food
and
items.
All of this then will go for the Christmas.
Absolutely.
For the Christmas all toys and for the baskets.
Right, absolutely.
And is there any, are you looking for monetary donations at that time too?
Well, sure. We're always happy to take monetary donations, and, you know, Santa will be there. And
Santa's going to be there in
Santa
October?
Santa will be there, and he will ride on one of the motorcycles. And last year I rode with Santa.
You
which
did.
Was kind of an experience.
I bet it was.
Well, he's quite a character.
I'm sure he
and
is.
And so we had quite a ride, but he'll be there. And, you know, so 150 riders is what we're looking
and then
for.
And then you're going to parade through Columbia
right.
And head over to Salvation
we're
Army.
We're not going to take a direct route. We'll be everywhere.
Okay. The other thing I wanted to mention while we have you here today, the bell ringers will go out on the street when? Right after Thanksgiving?
No, they actually start. We start about a week before Thanksgiving.
A week before Thanksgiving.
And this year, Thanksgiving's really late in the calendar. Mm-hmm. So we start in the middle of November. And we have 38 sites in the Columbia area.
Now, you are looking, I'm sure you're looking for volunteers.
Absolutely. We would like to be able to man all of our stations totally with volunteers.
If people want to volunteer to ring bells, you can ring bell one time, you can set up to ring bell once a week if you want, or twice a week, as many times as you want, mm-hmm. and if you can only do it one time, one time is fine, but you can get a group of people
right,
together
absolutely.
And ring bells. Do you have a goal set for this year as to how
we
much
we haven't
money?
Set our goal yet this year, so I don't have that figure available. But, you know, in relation to groups doing it, we have fraternities that do it, and they compete against each other. We have different companies that compete against each mm-hmm. other, and sometimes groups within the same organization compete against each other. Right. And they make it a fun time.
The thing is, all the money goes to the
absolutely.
Salvation Army.
All stays here.
It's so appreciated and it's needed. And the point is, you never know when you may need some assistance. So if you are able to donate, either monetarily or with your time, take the advantage of doing that.
It comes back to you
a hundredfold.
And that's how we keep going as the volunteers.
Right. For more information, Salvation Army number is?
442-3229.
Okay, 442-3229. Got it. Thank you so much, Major Richard Tremel, Salvation Army, and Diana Moxon from the Columbia Art League. Let's see, tomorrow, Art of Food and MU Healthcare. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute, audio, Pat Akers, KPIA. Our floor director is Sarah Harkins, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Something you'd like to hear or see, drop me an email, pepperp@missouri.edu. And if you want to watch this, sign up for a free podcast or podcast, kbia.org. We'll see you tomorrow.